This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Colorado College head coach Horst Richardson. And Horst, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us today.
Well, of course. Always delighted to comply.
Horst, take us through your mindset both from a coaching staff perspective and also the team perspective as the Tigers, who will be the number two seed in the event, gear up and will open up with a bye and gear up as you await your opponent.
Well, I mean, we're delighted with our number two finish. You know, it's been a long haul, a lot of travel, as we all know, in our conference. And we enjoy the competition, getting to know players and coaches all over again. So having all six members of the conference come together this weekend really should be a wonderful event. Well, we've, you know, probably like other teams, have been hurt a little bit with a couple of key injuries. We've got two guys who were sitting on some cards, and so we've been, you know, very cautious about playing them in pressure situations. But they survived and are eligible to play the forthcoming weekend, so we're happy for them. I mean, I think our approach at this point in the season is to rest the horses, you know, let them catch up with their studies. You know, our block plan here is such an intensive thing, and, you know, missing a day and a half of class is a big setback for the student athletes because it's so intensive here. But we've made arrangements with the professors, and so I think everybody who is planning to go will be able to go. You know, so we'll be there Thursday night, and you know, we have Friday off. We were trying to change our flights so that we could stay an extra day here and attend Friday class, but you know, the change in airline tickets and so forth, it was just, the cost was prohibitive, so we're just leaving it the way it was.
Horst, the Tigers will be entering, like we said, having a bye as the number two seed, but coming into the championship event, 7-1-2 in your last 10 matches, 13-4-2 overall, and 6-2-2 in the SCAC. Talk a little bit about how you feel the team is right now. Do you feel you're perhaps maybe playing some of your best soccer after the regular season and gearing up into the postseason here?
Well, you know, that does worry me a little bit because we were on the road at homecoming, and the week after we returned from that road trip, a bunch of parents came and sort of prepared, you know, a special homecoming with a banquet for us while we were playing Trinity and Southwestern here. And we had an absolutely stupendous weekend with huge attendance and festivities. you know, and it was sort of like the culmination of the season. And so getting them back up to that kind of a high, I think, will be my major motivational job for this forthcoming weekend. Because, you know, it really was an absolutely terrific reception of parents and fans here. And so I just hope the guys understand that the season isn't over yet, you know.
This is the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Horst Richardson, Colorado College head coach. Horst, talk to us about both the offensive attack, certainly led by Matt Fechter, and also the defense. Perhaps a lot of people know about Matt, certainly over the last 4 years, but talk about that defense especially. The Tigers only allowed 5 goals in your 10 conference games, and actually only 10 goals the entire season. Talk a little bit about what you've been able to do defensively to be so tight and stingy.
Well, I mean, first of all, yeah, you know, offensively, Matt Fechter is having a good year. He and a couple of seniors up front are doing a terrific job for us, and I hope they can continue with that kind of a performance. And, yes, I mean, defensively, We have a veteran force back there with Forrest Marowitz in goal. Everybody knows about Nick Lammers, who is our San Antonio boy here, and Tower is 6'7", and just snares a lot of head balls. There are three other seniors in that defensive formation who have done an outstanding job for us. Kyle Buchwalder, the defensive midfielder, and then Ben Sandalo, the right back. They know it's their senior year. They know that's sort of the last shot that they have. I think they've made a commitment to each other to continue the kind of shutout defense that we've been able to play. We got 11 shutouts this season, and you're right. We've been kind of stingy with goals against. Of course you have to prove it every time you step on the field, and so this weekend that record is on the line, and they're eager to be proud of that and continue with such performance as they have shown that they're capable of. It's no guarantee, obviously, as we saw last weekend down at Centenary. I don't know, I would like to take an opportunity to really congratulate those guys, not just on their win over us and Dallas over the weekend, but everybody sort of pronounced them dead and out of contention, and those guys taught us a valuable lesson about spirited competition, and so my hat is off to them and David Orr, their coach.
Finally, Horst, what's going to be key? You kind of touched on it too, and brought up how Centenary has coming off two straight wins and upsetting you, your team, nationally ranked team as well. What's going to be key as you await the winner of the Southwestern Centenary game?
We're prepared to play against either one, and certainly have a good track record against Southwestern. But then, we all reflect on last year when the same was true, and we were at Birmingham, and Southwestern, snared the victory with a minute left in the game. So I guess the beauty of collegiate competition is that nothing is predictable, and anything can happen any given day, and I think we all understand that. I think my big job here is to make sure that the kids are realistic about the competition and not complacent about the opposition, that we're eager to assert ourselves on the field no matter who we whom we face, and may the better team win.
Colorado College head coach Horst Richardson and the rest of his Tigers will open up the 2012 SCAC Men's Soccer Tournament on Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 Central Time against either Southwestern or Trinity. Coach, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and best of luck this weekend.
Okay, man. Take care.